Good morning. Today is March 17, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The US dollar is trading in mixed ranges today, holding relatively steady against major peers. We are not seeing significant movement in currency markets, and that reflects a broader hesitation across global asset classes as risk appetite continues to weaken. In equities, stock futures are lower, and the energy complex remains the dominant story. Oil prices are pushing higher as the crisis in the Middle East intensifies. The conflict remains unresolved, with ongoing damage to infrastructure across the region. That is feeding directly into energy markets. U.S. diesel prices have now climbed to $5.0 per gallon, the highest level since 2022. Meanwhile, Brent crude has moved above $103 per barrel. That represents roughly a 40.0% increase in oil prices since the conflict began. The U.S. dollar is trading in mixed ranges today, holding relatively steady against major peers. We are not seeing significant movement in currency markets, and that reflects a broader hesitation across global asset classes as risk appetite continues to weaken. In equities, stock futures are lower, and the energy complex remains the dominant story. Oil prices are pushing higher as the crisis in the Middle East intensifies. The conflict remains unresolved, with ongoing damage to infrastructure across the region. That is feeding directly into energy markets. U.S. diesel prices have now climbed to $5.0 per gallon, the highest level since 2022. Meanwhile, Brent crude has moved above $103 per barrel. That represents roughly a 40.0% increase in oil prices since the conflict began. This surge is raising serious concerns about inflation. Globally, governments and market participants are scrambling to adjust to disruptions in fuel supply. Investors are increasingly focused on the inflationary impact of sustained high energy costs and what that means for central bank policy. Despite these pressures, equity markets have been relatively muted. European equities have shown some resilience, with the Stoxx 600 index up 0.3%. That is a modest gain, but notable given the broader macro backdrop. Now, looking ahead, central banks are firmly in focus. The Federal Reserve will announce its decision tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. Then on Thursday, we will hear from the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, and the European Central Bank. These meetings will be critical as policymakers respond to rising inflation risks tied to energy markets. Turning to Europe more specifically, the euro has been volatile, moving back and forth as markets digest the impact of energy shocks. Interestingly, European equities have managed a two-day winning streak. This is the first back-to-back gain for the Stoxx 600 since the conflict began. There are some pockets of support coming from stronger-than-expected earnings, particularly in the technology sector. However, the outlook remains uncertain, and Thursday's ECB communication will be key in shaping expectations going forward. In Asia-Pacific, the Australian dollar is slightly stronger following the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to raise interest rates again. This marks the second consecutive rate hike, the first back-to-back increase since mid-2023. The move highlights a broader trend among central banks. Policymakers are becoming increasingly hawkish. Even if growth concerns are building, central banks are prioritizing inflation control. With energy prices surging, the likelihood of rate cuts or stimulus in the near term continues to decline. In fact, the longer the conflict persists, the more constrained policymakers become. We are already seeing real-world impacts across parts of Asia, where some countries have begun rationing energy and reducing work and school hours to manage shortages. This underscores just how far-reaching the effects of the energy crisis are becoming. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line.